This is Carolyn Farb, and a longtime Houstonian, well recognized in world circles of philanthropy and art and all kinds of good friends around the world. Let's start at the beginning. Describe your earliest childhood memories, relationship that you had with your family as a young person.
Well, I'm a native Houstonian, and I grew up in West University. I'm waiting for it to evaporate the way things are growing. But my home that I grew up in is still there, a charming red brick house with magnolia trees and a great backyard and an alley that we used to play games in and touch football in the neighborhood and all kinds of things like that. I have a brother and a sister. My sister is a very successful real estate agent, and my brother has been at Schlumberger for 30 years.
What about your parents, mom and dad?
My mom and dad are great. My mother's still living. She's 95, and actually is in perfect health, except she has Alzheimer's. But she has lived longer than most people have with that disease, and hopefully in the future they'll find a way to cure it.
Your dad?
He passed away.
What are your memories of your dad, mom?
My memories? Mm-hmm. My mother and dad, we used to go out every Sunday or Friday night to Hébert's for a family dinner. I had wonderful birthday parties, and we did nice family things together. I remember my dad bought me my first dog, Charcoal, at a wonderful pet store in the village, and he had shiny coat and emerald eyes, and I have lots of fun memories of growing up, going to Sunny Looks, which was a famous restaurant here in Houston, and I think there was a trumpeter out front. I liked all of that, and going to Playland Park.
Sackowitz store?
Oh, yes, Sackowitz. It was kind of a ritual. It was a wonderful downtown store, highly fashionable, and my cousin Marilyn Oshman and some girlfriends, we would go there for lunch and watch the models on the pedestals and go shopping for our dolls downtown. It was kind of fun. We took the bus.
Very grown up.
Very sophisticated.
Your earliest evidence and memories of sophistication?
Oh, well, when I would go and visit my grandparents in Las Vegas, that was when it was very sophisticated. And I took the train, actually. That was before I started flying to Las Vegas. And I used to wear my Western outfit and put my money in my boot and met interesting people on the train ride out to Las Vegas.
And the reason, of course, was your grandfather was there. Let's talk about J.K. What about his early life, and how is it that you came to form such a close bond with J.K.?
Well, we had a wonderful time together. He came here as a young man, an immigrant from Russia, and he was had a great joie de vivre, and people were attracted to him like a magnet, and he had great friends that were in the oil industry, the John Meekum Sr. and Judge Elkins and all kinds of people. There are great stories about him during the crash that everyone was taking their money out of First City National Bank, and he was putting it in out of loyalty to the judge. But anyway, he decided to go west and build the Sands Hotel. He was a sort of a risky guy, and he believed in this place in the sun, which became a fabulous place for people to visit, celebrities and writers and filmmakers. So I kind of loved going out there and just sort of palling around with him. I think I was like his child, and he was like my father and mother all rolled into one. And I loved my grandmother. She was my step-grandmother, and she lived in New Orleans originally. And they married, and then, you know, she was in Las Vegas with my grandfather, and we would go to the dinner shows at the hotel, and everyone dressed up and wore their finest, and it's very different than it is today. I knew everyone from the sky cap to the front doorman to the croupiers.
To the Rat Pack.
Oh, the Rat Pack. They were fabulous. I mean, this is the real Rat Pack. I haven't seen the movies with George Clooney and whoever else claimed to be a Rat Packer, but those were the days when Peter Lawford and Joey Bishop and Sammy Davis Jr. and, of course, Dean Martin. It was great fun and glamorous, and so I learned about all kinds of things spending my summers out there besides going to the Hoover Dam, things that kids do. The movies, my grandmother was a big Elvis Presley fan, and I thought he was kind of icky.
You thought Elvis Presley was icky?
He was. I don't know why. But there were others that I really liked.
Danny Thomas.
Well, actually, he and my grandfather were the best of pals, and he wore a medal around his neck that Danny had given him, with a St. Jude medal, and he died with it on him. And later, Marlo Thomas and I became good friends through some of the philanthropy that we both were interested in, the Ms. Foundation, which I chaired the only event outside of New York City for that foundation, and I doubt that they've had one since. And then we were interested in the Innocence Project, where people are falsely accused and teams of people work to get them freed from prison.
Yeah, we'll talk about the work in the community in a bit. Let's talk about young Carolyn. You mentioned you were playing touch football and you like to swim in Las Vegas at the pool out there. That's very athletic. Were you an athletic person?
I was more of a writer. I've sent articles to the Texas Monthly, never had any published there, and would write poems. My grandfather, though, I wasn't terribly athletic. Not really. Mm-hmm. I like to dance. I like to go out. Just do things like that.
As a young woman, you were in pretty heady company with the movie stars and the wheeler dealers of Vegas.
But then I came back to Houston to reality. Mm-hmm. And, after the summer was over. But I really loved going there. I especially liked going to Los Angeles when my grandfather would go and visit his attorneys, and we would go to the studios, and we had a photo shoot, and I collected movie star pictures, and we went and shopped for leather goods at the Wilson's House of Suede. I don't even know if, I think it's still there. That was way before it became really fashionable. So I think part of my sense of fashion came from him, ironically.
Well, as most young people in high school, let's talk about high school. You went to where? Where did you go?
I went to San Jacinto High School, but I went to Bel Air High School briefly, and that's where I had a fabulous art teacher named Hazel Thompson, and she may be the one that I was more interested in art than I was interested in other things in school, except for English and things like that. But she inspired me, and I have a great passion for art. I painted in my early 20s, and I love to do installations, and I look at things that I do now as my art pieces, my things that I do.
Did your art teacher ever survive to see you as a successful person?
I would have loved for Hazel Thompson to know the influence that she had on me. And that's why I think it's so important in education to have these mentors that may not even know that they're mentoring you. They just have wonderful gifts. A school I would have liked to have gone to was the High School for the Performing and Visual Arts, but it didn't exist then. So being around her, and she inspired me a lot.
In the vein of education, after high school, what was the plan of attack?
The great plan for me, and it was sort of orchestrated by my grandfather, was to go to Mills College out in California. But I'd never been away from home, and so I went to the University of Oklahoma instead. And then he died in my second year, so I never went west, because there was really no reason for me to, because he wasn't there.
And you ended up coming back to Houston and going to New York? When did New York fit in all this?
When did New York fit in? Well, it's kind of hard to keep it all straight.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I went to California because I wanted to take up acting. But what I found out is you need a mentor or a stage mother that really directs your career. So I went out there, and then I came back home, because you can get a lot of different influences in Los Angeles. And it was sort of a different time. But I did study acting with Sandy Meisner. And then I came back home for a bit. But back when I was growing up, girls were supposed to get married, have babies, and live happily ever after. So I decided that I would go to New York. And I had a wonderful position working for Alan J. Lerner and Robert Goulet for the Norman Rosemont Company. And it was very exciting. We had our offices on the top floor of the Plaza Hotel. So I stayed there, and I loved it so much that I thought, when I did decide to go back to Texas, that if I didn't do it then, I never would. I was there during when Kennedy was assassinated. I had a roommate and who was not very interested in Democratic politics, and she didn't think it was such a horrible thing. And I think we were living at the Barclay on Lexington.